Blog Talk Radio.
Holy crap, that was such a great song. Just freaking wow. You know, and that song, that was the world premiere of Unbreakable by Carolyn Miller. So, hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of We Days with Murph. On the show today, we're welcoming back our good friend, singer-songwriter Carolyn Miller. It's been quite a while since we've caught up with Carolyn, and we just might make interviews with her a yearly thing, because, like I said, it's been too long. Anyway, we'll talk with Carolyn about what she's been up to since she was on, and what 2018 is looking a lot for music-wise. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig on with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Very good, Cody. Calling in from Nashville today. This is the first show
that
I've co-hosted from here.
Yeah. And with that being said, let's welcome our lovely friend, Ms. Carolyn Miller, back to the show. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
It's going great, Carolyn.
I'm still mind blown over that song.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad
I'm
still completely mind blown.
Unbreakable was unbelievable.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you saw or not, but I was watching your reaction to the song being played for the first time on Instagram Live. I was watching that reaction.
It's fun to hear it live and getting its debut. I'm glad that you guys could share it. And, you know, you guys know today's my birthday, and I was like, you know what, I have this interview, and why not, share it? Why not? I was like, maybe I'll just show a clip or something or not. And I was like, you know what, I want to share it. I've been holding on to these songs for so long, and why not give it a little world premiere so you guys could hear it and you have a taste of what's to come.
That was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, thank you. And like I told you on social media earlier, it's always extremely special for me as a host to get to do something like this, a world premiere song. It shows how much trust you guys have in us.
Well, no, I it's so nice that you guys give us a chance and, give a voice to the artists who are independent or undiscovered right now, and you get to share our stories and our music with people all over, and anyone can tune in from anywhere, so that's pretty neat.
True. So, like we said earlier, a little birdie tells me it's somebody in this group's birthday today.
Who's that?
I don't know. Happy birthday, lady.
I can't. Your guess is as good as mine, Cody.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks for making my birthday special. I have our interview right now going live on Instagram Live, and someone actually just wrote in and said, I'm going to make that song my alarm when I wake up so I can start my day feeling unbreakable. Oh, my God, I love that.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is awesome. That's completely awesome. Oh, and also, as soon as the record is officially released, I'm going to add Unbreakable to a rotation on Indie Country Radio.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. So it's been quite a while since you've made a return trip to the show.
Yeah, I know. I was on, today's January 18th, and I was on your show January 17th, but a year and a day that I've been on your show.
Right. And in that year, some pretty incredible things have happened for you, both personally and professionally.
Yes, it's been a crazy year for sure.
And I also hear, was this, I believe it was 2017, but didn't you get engaged last year?
Yes, I did. I did back in April, and it's been a really exciting, 8 months since that's happened. And this year is going to be a pretty exciting year, too, with everything going on with not only personal life, but professionally, and, the EP coming out. So it's a pretty exciting time right now.
So what's going on with you professionally? Are you playing any shows soon, or what's happening? What's happening with your career?
I've been playing a bunch. I actually just booked my first festival, which I'm super excited to share with you all. it's official in the books. I'm playing Country Fest Newport on February 10th, and I'm going to be in Nashville for writings and write sessions and meetings and stuff. And I'm flying from Nashville to Rhode Island, and then I'm playing the festival on February 10th, and I can't wait, with some really great people. So for any of you guys tuning in, listening, watching, I'm going to be in Newport, Rhode Island, so come on down to the show. You can meet me and hear some of the songs live, which is going to be really fun. And I'm working on right now getting a big show together at The Cutting Room in New York City. And The Cutting Room has had Blake Shelton there recently, and Jason Aldean, and Old Dominion. And so they get some really great people to come through. So I'm excited to do a show at that venue. That's in the works. I'm also going to get out to Vegas at some point, because I was asked to play a show at Toby Keith's venue in Vegas. So I'm working on maybe getting a little something set up out there. And getting a show together in Nashville. I go to Nashville all the time. I'm in Nashville every couple weeks. I try to spend 1 week out of every month there right now. And I'm in the process of putting a show together, because I've never performed in Nashville, ironically enough. I'm always there. My schedule is so busy when I go to Nashville. I'm always there for write sessions and meetings and different things I'm running around town for. So, getting a show on the books there is hopefully in the near future. So, yeah, just been busy with a lot of shows. And actually, 2 days ago, I just got offered another festival. It's the sixth annual Country Music and Arts Festival in Long Beach on Long Island. So I'm super excited to do that and get to meet a bunch of great kids. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. That's sort of the recap of everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of festivals, there's a festival about 2 hours away from where I live. It's either every August or September. I'll have to look at the website, but it's called the Tennessee Soybean Festival. They take independent artists too, but some of the bigger performers on the main stage. The past couple of years were Brothers Osborne, Sister Hazel, bunch of big name artists.
Okay.
But they also obviously book independent artists. So that might be something worth looking into for next year for you.
Heck yeah, I would love that. I wanna play as much as possible all over, whenever, wherever. I'll travel, you know. I want to be out and touring and meeting everyone and sharing my music. So I'm always open to suggestions, and I love when fans and people write in and say, hey, come to a show here, or hey, come to Chicago, or come to Louisiana, or come to this spot. So yeah, I love that, and I want to get everywhere. But my two new ones are coming up, are the Newport, Rhode Island one and Long Island. But I would love to get one over there. What is it called again, Cody? Because I'll check it out.
Tennessee Soybean Festival. It's in Martin, Tennessee.
Tennessee Festival. Cool. All right. I'm gonna check that out, because maybe I can get over there.
Oh, yeah. And Carolyn,
no,
I have another show. I have another show for you. This is a show that Lauren Davidson played at in 2017. It's called the Keyport Country Jamboree. Keyport, New Jersey, is right next to where I live in Hazlitt. So if you're able to, it's usually, I think it's September or October. I would love to see you performing there if you can.
Yeah, I will totally look into it and see if I can get my stuff submitted right now. So that's awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for those suggestions.
Yes. You just have to find some time in your schedule to be able to perform in Nashville. That's all.
Yeah, I love Nashville so much.
I was looking on your website a little bit prior to the show. Today's been a crazy day, so I didn't have all that. I didn't have as much time as I would have liked to research or whatever, you know. But
okay.
I didn't know this about you. You're an actress. I did not know that.
Yes, I am an actress. Thanks. I'm glad you brought that up. I believe it or not, I've been a professional actress since I've been about 8 years old. And I've done, some film, television, commercials, voiceovers, some stuff in the Broadway world. And I've done that my whole life, actually. And I went to school at the Boston Conservatory at Berklee College of Music, and I actually was there for 4 years, and I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in musical theater. So my background is extensively in the acting world, and I've always been singing, just always different styles. Sometimes it was Broadway, sometimes it was opera, sometimes it was country, sometimes it was pop. And this venture into country music, it's fairly new for me. It's something I pretty much only started about a year ago, Cody, which was kind of the first time I was speaking to you. So, I'm fairly new and a fresh face in the industry, and I'm very new in that side of things, but I'm not at all new to performing and being on stage because I've done that my whole life. So, it's just a different way of performing now. Could you say it again, Craig?
Carol, how do you enjoy performing country music versus performing the other genres of music?
You know, I love it all. You know, it's they're all, you know, it's like when you have multiple kids, you love all your kids for different reasons and you know, different things. I love to just be on stage. I love to sing. I love to act. I love to dance. I love to be in front of a crowd. I love more than anything making people feel something and connecting with a crowd and getting to be myself on stage. That's the fun thing about country music, is you can be unapologetically who you are and what your style is and own it. Whereas sometimes when you're doing a show or in theater, you know, you only get to connect with the audience through the eyes of the character you're playing, or, you know, you have to walk a certain way, or, you know, dance on certain beats, you know, or there's a certain choreography at certain times of the music, and, you know, wear certain costumes. And so that sort of, in a way, hinders the experience you're able to give the audience, because it's depending on what role, you know, you're doing. But they're all fun. I love it all. And I don't know. It's a hard question to answer.
We never said it was going to be
probably a loaded question. I know this is probably a loaded question in and of itself, but which do you actually in the entertainment world, the acting aspect of it or music?
I'd have to go with singing and music. I love to sing. I was singing before I could talk, which sounds like the most cliche thing in the world that every singer probably says, but I mean, it's true. My parents would always joke that when they would be like putting me to sleep at night as an infant, I would just be like, la, 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 and they would always joke and say, this kid's going to be a singer when she grows up, not really knowing that was actually the reality. I don't know. I think there's something about music that can just inspire and challenge and you know, bring out in people and make, you know, someone feel something and change someone's day, change someone's life. And I think music is just a little bit more of a powerful vehicle, in my personal opinion. So I guess that's, yeah. Yeah. I mean, on stage, if I'm in a thing here in New York City, I love when it's a musical, because then there's singing involved and then you get to do both. So I definitely prefer musicals over, straight plays. But, singing for me ultimately wins out.
Well, definitely in the right city for the acting world, I'll give you that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's nice that there's a lot of opportunities for that, so I'm able to combine both my loves I love, like, when I see what Janet Kramer does, how she's got, you know, a television show she was on, and she does movies here, but then she's also an awesome recording artist and has some, you know, music out there, and, you know, that's super cool to see that, and, I love people have careers like that.
We'll be able to see you on the commercial hearing Nationwide is on your side. That was her last,
yes!
I think.
Yeah, oh my gosh, for sure. I've actually sung in a lot of film and television things before, believe it or not. So that's also really fun. You get to combine it all.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've played shows with a couple of friends of mine. October Rose. Love those people to death.
Yeah, yeah, we've done a couple things together. Ginley
love
Ash,
them to death.
If you're watching, hey guys.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, and
I actually got to debut a heartbreak song on this show when they were on a few months ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a great song. That was their first single, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, that's a really, I like that one that they do.
Yeah, and speaking of being being in and around New York City, play some pretty awesome venues like Rockwood Music Hall.
Yes, sir.
How was that experience?
I love Rockwood. What did you say, Craig? Sorry. Did Craig say something?
I think, and if our listeners don't know this, I keep up a blog about the music industry, kind of, sort of. And I think I actually wrote an article about that show.
Oh, that's played Rockwood twice. I love there. I play, so Rockwood Music Hall, for those of you guys who don't know or are listening or watching, so they have three different stages. They have Rockwood Stage 1, Stage 2, Stage 3. They're different sizes, different vibes, different kinds. So it's cool because depending on the size of your audience or how large your fan base is or the kind of show you want to do, if you want to just get up there with your guitar or a piano, they've got grand pianos on stage. Or if you want to do an acoustic thing, it works there. You can do anything. And I've seen people get up and do solo acts, and I've seen full-out rock bands. It's really cool. And most recently, I played there. Well, the first time I played there was, I think it was August 16th. We completely sold out the place, which was really exciting. And it was filled with friends and family and fans and a whole bunch of people. And two of my best friends actually came to the show, and they made T-shirts with my name on it, which was so funny. They, like, spent all day, like, getting these white T-shirts, and purple's my favorite color, so they had my name, like, in these stencils that they, like, painted onto the shirt, so it was hilarious, because I didn't even know they did that. And then at one part of the show, one of my favorite songs I love to cover is Dibs, and I always love, you know, in the song where it's like, you know, if you got a kiss on your lips and you're looking for somebody to take, everyone goes, hey, you know, and you have that whole thing. I always love explaining that to the crowd, and I always bring up a random person on stage to, like, demonstrate how to do it. So I picked Leslie, who's one of my best friends, to come up. And she came up, and I picked her, and I didn't even realize she was wearing the T-shirt. She's like, do you see my shirt? Look what I made. I was like, no way. So that was a cool experience from my first Rockwood show. And then most recently I played Rockwood Saturday of Thanksgiving. And it was cool because they called me on a Tuesday and they said, hey, Carolyn, do you want to play stage 2 this Saturday night, 8:00? And I was like, heck yeah, like that's the big stage and the Saturday night show, like that's awesome. But I was like, you know, I only have 4 days to promote it. I don't know, like, if I'm going to, how much I'll be able to draw. And I said, plus it's Thanksgiving, you know, and most people are out of New York City this weekend. But I said, that's okay, just do what you can. So I threw the show together and we had over 100-something people there, which was so cool. And that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, that was my most recent show there back in November.
So, let me ask you this. You obviously, it's clear that you enjoy being on stage, obviously. But do you prefer...
I hate it.
That's why you have
do you prefer,
that's the reason why you haven't performed in Nashville.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you prefer a small acoustic set or the full band production?
Oh man, you know, I love them both, and I think they each have really cool things that they offer. What I love about an acoustic set, and you know, whether you're doing an acoustic trio like two guitars and a cajon, or you're doing just you and a guitarist or whatever. What I love about the acoustic stuff is that there's something very intimate about it, and real and raw and honest. You can't, like, hide behind, you know, the flashiness of the lights and then the loud banging of the drums and all that stuff. I mean, it's really, it's raw and it's you and it's out there. And acoustic sets allow for a little bit more interaction with the audience, I think, because it's a little more low-key and you sort of can you know, talk more, like when music shows, I love to talk about, like, the stories of how things were written, or, like, sometimes I'll just talk about something random, like what I did earlier that day, I don't know. But the full band shows are just such a rush of energy. It's so exciting when you have a group of people on stage with you, and it's loud, and you're rocking, and the crowd's feeling it, and you're on a big stage. I mean, being in a large venue with a full band is super exciting, too, and such a rush. So they're both great. I think it sort of depends on maybe what's – and, you know, your sets are different, too. For me personally, like, when I'm doing an acoustic show or an acoustic set, my sets there are going to be different than if I have, like, all the guys and it's a big full band show. So, you know, it also keeps it fresh and exciting because you're doing different material – or at least I do different material depending on what I'm doing. Yeah, it's sort of like what you're in the mood for that day, I guess.
Awesome. There's this place in Nashville. It's one of my two favorite places in town. It's called The Row. It's totally acoustic music. It's
cool.
And of course I love the big band production stuff too. But I'm a really big fan of acoustic music. You know, just a singer and guitar and a cajon, like you said. There's this place, a place in Nashville, I call The Row. It's literally 10 minutes from where some of my family live. So I go there pretty much every chance I get, and I love the stories behind the songs too. It's such a great place.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite places to go in Nashville that I go every time I'm in town is the Listening Room. The Listening Room,
yeah.
To me, you know, I would prefer to go to a show at the Listening Room over, you know, look, as much as I love going out on Broadway, and that's so exciting and such a thrill, and, you know, places like Tootsie's and all these stuff are so great. Like, it's something really cool about when you go to the Listening Room because everyone's really there to listen and to be inspired, and it's all about the music. That's about just, like, drinking and, like, catching up with friends. You're really there to see the artists and hear the stories, and I love the Listening Room because they always have such great people. It's always great lineups, and you know, everyone, the point of it is for people to really share their stories behind the songs and to talk about it and give the inside look. And you know, I actually was at a show this past, I guess, what day is it? Thursday. So two nights ago on Tuesday, the Cutting Room has this amazing thing called Nashville to New York, and it's run by Gary Burr and Georgia Middleman, and they bring up top-notch songwriters from Nashville to come to New York, and they do a Nashville singer-songwriter style round robin at the Cutting Room, and this week they had Paul Overstreet, who wrote When You Say Nothing at All, and a lot of other amazing songs, and Laura Veltz, who currently is the number one song in the country right now with I Could Use a Love Song. So I got to see them come, you know, play and hear the stories and the inspiration. And you know, Laura told the story of how her and Maren and Jimmy all had a write that day, and they were just all having a bad day, and they were like, screw it, let's just go to Losers and, you know, go drink. And they went there, and they were talking about, you know, how Maren needed, you know, what she needed left on the album Hero to write, and she was like, you know, I could really use a love song or something like that. And they were like, we love that. Let's roll with that. And on their walk home back to the write session, they like had half the song written. I mean, and you know, it's cool because you hear these songs on the radio and they start from a very simple, vulnerable place sometimes. Like they had a bad day and they were just like, let's just forget writing and go drink a little bit and just got talking. And then that's one of the biggest songs right now was born. And so you get to hear that. Whereas when you're doing a full band show, you don't get a lot of those moments. Or if you do, they're just less than you would at an acoustic show like that. So, those are more of my favorites.
I'm going to throw sort of a curveball question at you.
I'm right.
If there was one song, any genre, that a past or currently playing right now on the radio that you wish you'd written, what would it be?
Oh, man. Everything? Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, everything. I get so inspired by so many different artists and writer that, you know, it's hard to pick one because I hear that and I go, God, that's such a good song, or that's such a good song, or that's saying exactly what I'm thinking or feeling. I mean, I could tell you some of my favorite songs of all time. You know, Bless the Broken Road by the Rascal Flatts. That's a song that forever, ever is just, oh, God, means the world to me for so many reasons.
Yes.
And I love it. And that's one of my go-to songs that I cover and do in shows. Also, you know, of course, You Say Nothing at All and is one of my favorites. Smoke Break, Carrie Underwood, that's one of my favorite songs. Also, Before He Cheats is still, I think, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yes, it is.
I love
I agree
that.
Completely.
Yeah. From the pop world, I mean, I love everything Kelly Clarkson touches. I'm like, God, I want that song. A Moment Like This, pop songs I ever sang as a kid. So that one and, yeah, I don't know. They're all so good.
You know,
yeah.
a song that I'm really digging right now is a Thomas Rhett's new one, Marry Me.
Yeah,
such a stinking
that's a good,
good
one.
Song.
And the video is really good. The video's got some good twists and turns. And
yeah.
I love my favorite song actually, probably off that whole album, is Unforgettable.
Yes,
I love that song. And I heard that song before it was made like the single, and you know when the album I guess first came out, I was listening to it, and I was like, that is a jam and a half. That, you know, it's just so catchy, and oh God, I love it. I could listen to that on repeat all day. So yeah, I guess I wish I wrote that song too.
You know, that's a song that, you know, when you hear it first, it's a little bit overwhelming because it's very verbose in lyrics. But then after you hear it a bunch of times, you get to appreciate a lot more for the lyrics and the melody that it has.
Oh, yeah. It's so clever. And, I mean, the Mango Rita thing, I love that. It's so fun.
A song I wish I had written is my favorite song of all time ever is Kenny Chesney's Anything But Mine.
Which one did you say, Cody?
Anything But Mine by Kenny Chesney.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to see Kenny do that live back in 2004, and it was so incredible.
Oh, man. You know, I've never seen him live. I have to change that.
He puts on a great show. I mean, it's just, you just need to go. Just trust me.
Yep. No, I will. You know who I saw recently that put on a really great show was Dustin Lynch. He put on a hell of a show. And let me tell you something
that he did that I loved
And as much as I loved him before, it just made me love him so much more and respect him so much more.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, he came out back on stage, and he stood at the edge of the stage, and he was probably there for a good 15 minutes at least. And he was just there signing as many things as he could for everyone and taking as many photos. You know, like literally, as they're cleaning up the stage around him and behind him, he just came out by, you know, with a couple security guys and was just standing there signing everything that was handed to him for as long as he could before he had to go. And you don't see artists do that a lot, you know, especially who are at his level.
True.
You don't see them. And, you know, it's not like he was leaving the venue and going back to his bus and then he got bombarded for pictures and stuff. He made the choice and the decision at the end of his show to walk back out on the stage where it wasn't glamorous anymore. The lights weren't on. The music wasn't going. It was literally like, you know, they had those weird lights that turn on when they kick you out at the end of a concert. And there's all these beer cans and just garbage all over the floor. And there he is just sticking around, signing and doing stuff for a while. And you know, that to me was just really cool and really inspiring and, you know, made me go, God, you know, when I'm hopefully playing a venue of this size and I have a crowd of this size, that's something that I want to do too. And that inspired me. And that to me was my favorite moment of the whole night from what I saw.
You got to show who he was on the inside. He's truly fan dedicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's the way it should be. That really is the way it should be because, you know, without the fans, like, nobody has a career. The people who come and show up to these shows are the reason why, you know, we have shows because, if, you know, you wouldn't rent out a venue and just be playing by yourself on stage. If you're just playing for yourself,
yeah,
you can do that in your room, you know? So,
exactly.
You know, that's,
you know, I agree 1,000%.
Yeah, and those are the ones, you know, buy your merchandise, you know, merchandise and you know, help the young up. I mean, so much what people don't realize is, I mean, even merchandise sales are such an important thing for young artists in the beginning because the shows aren't giant pay yet. But when people buy a T-shirt here and there, that adds up, and that ultimately helps us fund ourselves to get to the next levels. And so, you know, buying the merch, buying the EPs, downloading the songs, streaming and everything, I mean, that's it's all, you know, you guys. And look, I'm a fan of all the artists out there too, and I buy their stuff too. And, you know, we're all in it together. It's all a family, and the same goes to be said off stage too. I mean, you know, from the other side of it, the creation of an album, the creation of an EP, the creation of a single, there's an army that's behind the artist. And just because, you know, we as the singers are the face of that, you know, the amount of people it takes to get you to be at that level and at that visible in the public eye, there's a force field of people that we all work and believe in us and champion us. And, you know, without them, we're nothing too. Without our amazing producers and our musicians and our managers and agents, I mean, it's all a team. And, you know, when you combine that team with the love for what you do and then with amazing fans, I think it's all a recipe for success.
You know, I think the songwriter is one of the most underrated unsung heroes of the music business.
Who's that?
Songwriters in general are some of the most underrated,
yes,
unappreciated at times, just unsung heroes of the business, you know?
Yeah, 100%. The songwriters, I mean, they're the ones who create the music, and I mean, the songs become vehicles for the artist, but without the songs, you know, like, you know, we're nothing, and they give us the gifts of these songs, and you know, the songwriters are incredible around Nashville, and I've been lucky enough to meet some singer-songwriters, some people who are more just a songwriter, you know, and they're amazing and inspiring, and I know there's a lot going on that's trying to get changed right now, so it helps songwriters be able to sustain themselves financially and everything. You know, it's tricky with streaming and, you know, all these things because the payout isn't what it used to be when it was just based off of CD sales and things like that. And I know NSAI is an amazing organization down in Nashville, and they're fighting a lot to get the songwriters represented down in Washington with certain laws and things. So NSAI, if anyone's watching, keep fighting the fight because hopefully it'll change the game for people.
You know, and speaking just from my perspective, in this radio show, I will do everything in my power to help support you guys, and you know this.
I do. You're awesome, Cody. I mean, you and Craig too. You guys, I mean, Craig lives in, you know, the New York area, so Craig comes to all my shows, and it's always nice to see Craig and give him a hug after. And Cody, I know you're a little bit further away than he is, but you know, your support is felt through all of your outlets and social media and your blog, your amazing talk show and all these things. So, you know, it's so nice to give a voice to people who may not have the voice and the power to get it out there. So when people hear your stuff and believe in it, it's really nice. And it means the world.
You know, I've always said that if this little radio show that I created almost 6 years ago can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview, whatever, I've more than done my job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, there's a lot of stepping stones that, you know, us artists have to do and work with in all different areas. And anyone who gives that stepping stone is, you know, I really appreciate it. I'm sure that, you know, everyone else does too. Having, you know, those opportunities are amazing. And it's so cool to say, hey, I was just on a show, and if you missed it, here's my, you know, interview. Or if you want to know what's going on, check this out. And, you know, it even gives us experience. So when we walk into some of the bigger, nationally syndicated radio shows or talk shows. It's like you have a little bit of experience under your belt, and you kind of know how it works. And whether it's great on paper for someone else to say, hey, she just did this, it's cool, we'll book her for something else, or even just for the artist, it's all good practice for everyone too. So I love doing these things. These are always so much fun.
Carolyn, I wanted to say that the first time that I had met you, I had first heard of your name through Cody, and from there, I said, oh, I have to meet her. And then it turned out that you, Lauren Davidson, and October Rose, who we had on the show before, and even Molly Adel Brown, you all performed at the local Nash Final in New York City. And I saw that you were all fantastic people, very fan dedicated, and that's the most important thing to me, is people that care about other people that care about their fans, and they have to be good people as a first requirement. If they're not, then to me, their music doesn't mean as much to me. You know, you have to believe in the person and who they are. And I certainly, you fit in that class, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. No, I agree. And I'm the same way. Because, look, even though I'm a country music artist and singer, I'm also a country music fan. So there are people that I go to their shows to, and I look up to, and I respect. And like I was saying, I also will buy the merch and the CDs and geek out, you know, when certain songs come out and everything like that. And, I'm the same way. I look for that as well, which is why the Dustin Lynch thing resonated with me so much, seeing how just kind he was and the way he interacted with the crowd and took time instead of going to take a shower right away and getting on the bus or going to have a drink or going to eat, just trying to, you know, get out of there and call it a day, you know, and finish up a day's work. He came out, and you could see the genuine love for being on stage, the love for the fans. And the appreciation, and you know, he couldn't stick around for hours and sign everyone, but he stayed as long as he could, and that gesture was something he clearly decided to do on his own, and it goes a long way.
And I've met several artists in person, both major label and like Craig said, 99.9% of them they exceed my expectations of them as people, and not just artists. They are just so incredibly kind.
Yeah, I've met a lot of really great people, and as I've been going to Nashville, you know, so regularly now, and I've been performing a lot more and meeting people. You know, the community. And look, I can't necessarily speak for other forms of music because I'm not involved in, you know, like the rock scene or any of the other scenes. But as far as country music, I mean, everyone seems to just be so nice and just genuine and humble and good people. And you know, I've gone up to some of the biggest names in the industry, some of the biggest songwriters and producers and, you know, labels, because I've just interacted with them at different events. And, you know, I started out as a fan just saying hello and thanking them. And by the end of the night, we had each other's numbers, and they're some really close friends of mine. To be welcomed like that is so cool. And, you know, I've met so many wonderful people that I've just been like, hey, you know, I'm a new singer-songwriter. I go back and forth a lot. And they're like, well, next time you're in town, let us know and let's go out for drinks. And then, you know, before you know it, I'm sitting in a coffee shop across from someone who's just, you know, I've looked up to my entire life, and they're so eager to help. You know, the new guys in town. And I just think that's such a cool thing that probably doesn't happen in a lot of other businesses and worlds and communities. And country music is just, I have nothing but amazing things to say about it, because it's welcomed me as a girl from, you know, New York, Long Island, New York. I was worried about that, you know, because I didn't grow up on a farm and I didn't grow up in the country, and I currently live in New York City, but I love country music and it speaks to me in such a way, and I can relate to it. And I'm such a fan of it that to be embraced has been really nice and encouraged by not only the industry people, but by the fans as well, who've been responding to some of the stuff I put out there.
It's the most important, which is the most important thing. You know, so actually it's not important of where you grew up. It's who you are. It's inside, not outside.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I've got one or two more questions for you, then I think we'll wrap this thing up. But this is sort of a funny question because I'm constantly asking myself this question pretty much every day for the past 6 years. I've been constantly asking myself this question. So when you're across from say, a big-name songwriter at a coffee shop or whatever, or at an industry event, do you ever go, how in the world is this my life right now?
Yes. Yes, that happens a lot. absolutely. I mean, I've been in some pretty interesting situations where, you know, you meet someone and you're just like, oh, my God, no way, is that so-and-so? And then literally by the end of the night, you're like friends, and now, you know, you hang out with them all the time, and you see them all the time. And so, yeah, there's, I definitely had that moment.
It's like, I'll give you a prime example of one of those moments for me. We had our first and only so far, a major label artist on the show, Candy Carpenter. A song got a little airplay on SiriusXM on the highway, and I always had this little a voice inside my head going, "Don't screw up, Murph. Don't screw this up." at pretty much every interview, it goes, "Don't you screw this up?" But during that interview, it was practically screaming at me.
Oh my gosh, you are so great. You don't give yourself enough credit because I know you get sometimes nervous for some of the bigger interviews, and there's no reason for you to be. You're so great at what you do, and you're a pro, and you've been doing this for a while, and you always ask really nice questions and make the artist feel really warm and welcome. And you own it. You're Cody Murphy of Weekdays with Murph. Own that.
It's an interview. It's simply just a conversation. You know, that's all.
It's true, it really is. That's the way
I
look at it. I hate those interviews where the interviewer is just constantly firing question after question at the guest with no conversation or anything. You know, I hate those interviews. So when I started this show, I said to myself, "That's not my style. I'm definitely not going to do that." And it's worked out pretty well for me.
Yeah, and it's more fun to just sit back and have a conversation. Hey, I saw someone actually wrote on my Instagram live. I just one thing. I do know Nolan Neal. He's a really good friend of mine. I love Nolan. Someone asked me if I've ever seen him play at the Listening Room, and they said he's a great guy, and he is. Nolan is amazing, and Cody and Craig and anyone listening and tuning in, you have to check out Nolan. Nolan is amazing. I love Nolan. He's actually a really good friend of mine. So that's amazing that someone asked about that. So, yeah, check out his stuff, too. And, yes, Gustavo, I hope to come to Peru and have a Latin American tour.
Awesome.
Sorry.
Now, before we let you go, we always ask how fans can keep up with you online, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera.
Yes. So, Carolyn Miller Music. So, Instagram is Carolyn, Carolyn Miller Music. And my Facebook is the same thing. I have a Facebook page, Carolyn Miller, and the URL is facebook.com/Carolyn Miller Music. Unfortunately, Carolyn Miller Music is too long to write for Twitter because they limit your username characters. So, it's Carolyn_Miller. My website is going to be Carolyn Miller Music. It's currently in the process of being developed. But Facebook and Instagram are the two main ways. I always respond, send me a DM, send me a message. I love talking to mean people. And it's Carolyn Miller Music. So those are the two best ways.
And I follow you on pretty much everything. So
yay!
Just putting that out there.
Cool.
Just putting that out there.
I'm glad
to. One last question for you. During the course of this nearly an hour, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
No, I think just that my debut EP, Unbreakable, is going to be coming out soon. It's been in the works for about a year and a half now. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad I waited because I think so it's going to be worth the wait. And 5-song EP, we're shooting for April. So stay, you know, up to date on all my socials for all the latest stuff. But yeah, we're hoping for, you know, spring. And I can't wait. And Cody, thanks so much for giving it a debut. So for everyone watching or just tuning in, Cody and Craig were kind enough to play one of my songs live on air. And it was the first time that the whole song has been shared and people got to hear it and see what's to come. So thank you guys for doing that. And yeah, I guess that covers it.
Awesome. And,
it's been an honor, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say personally, Carolyn, it's been an honor knowing you. It's been an honor having you on the show twice and so far twice. And if there's ever anything that you ever need from me or Craig for the show, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Yeah.
Well, thanks,
absolutely.
Guys. Thank you so much. And Cody, maybe we can set up a date for around the time when Unbreakable comes out. I'll come back on the show because then I can talk more about it. You can play different songs or whatever you want. And there'll be a lot more going on hopefully by then too. So, you know, I'd love to. I always love chatting with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Carol.
And I'm gonna be honest here. Yeah, you're probably one of my favorite people to interview.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Well, I love doing it. You know, it's funny. That means a lot because you interview different people sometimes 2-3 times a week, and you've been doing this for 6 years. So that's a really cool thing. And, you know, Cody, this is kind of funny. We joked about last time how the last time I did the interview with you, we were on the phone for 45 minutes. And this time we beat our record because now it's been 50.
We did. That's crazy. So before Blog Talk Radio forcibly removes us from the network in about 8 minutes. I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
All right, sounds great. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on the show and for everyone tuning in and listening on Blog Talk Radio and on my Instagram Live. And yeah, I'm so glad we got the chat. Thanks for having me and making my birthday special.
Happy birthday again. Have a wonderful celebration.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk
Happy
to you
birthday,
soon.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye.
Bye.
I love that girl. She's so great. So I think, let's see, we have a show Saturday, Craig, don't we?
Yes, we have, from The Voice, Miss Megan Rose.
Megan Rose on Saturday. Yeah, I think I'm gonna let you go too, and kind of wrap things up here, and I'll talk to you Saturday. Okay, buddy.
See you then. Have a good night, Cody.
But I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Carolyn Miller. As Craig said, we've got a show Saturday with the super talented Megan Rose. And with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here before a Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks me off. So, you've been listening to Whitney Smurf. Thank you and goodbye.